we go. Okay, so who are you and what brought you down here today?
All right, my name is Kirsten Brown, and I am the proud principal of Gislin School in Milwaukee. And I am here because we have been selected as one of the lucky recipients of the Green and Healthy School grant. And we're in our fundraising phase, and we will be moving into the construction phase next summer of 2023.
Tell me a little bit about this project. What does it entail?
Okay, so this project entails revamping our playground. Our playground currently is mainly asphalt. And so a couple of things that's unique about Gislin in terms of other schools is that we have approximately a 48% special education population, and we have a lot of our students are in wheelchairs and are maybe visually impaired, immobile. And so this is so important to us because not only is this wonderful for our general education students, but it is also a way to make this space more inclusive of our special education students. And so we want to incorporate things like Braille and a lavender garden and different spaces for them to be able to interact more fully and be more connected with all of our students together.
Okay. Well, talk to me a little bit about the process. How has the process evolved for you? Like, how did you get from wanting to do this to then having a concept of it to like figuring out what might work?
Okay, so we were interested when the opportunity came about and we applied for it. And we were new to it, and so when we applied for it the first year, we actually didn't get it, but we learned and researched a little bit more. And so when the opportunity came up the next year, you know, we went for it. We were much better prepared for it, and so we won, you know, the grant. And so now we attend the monthly meetings, and you know, we've been learning a lot. We have currently two gardens and an aquaponics lab, and so we've been going, you know, to meetings on how to make those spaces, you know, better for our students, to teach them about urban agriculture, and to enhance their life better. So this has been quite a process. It's been fun. It's been interesting to learn, and we're looking forward to, you know, moving forward and getting better.
And so with the fundraising phase underway, when is the expectation when people will be able to see the transformation happen? What year is that going to happen?
The transformation happens summer of 2023, so next summer. And so we currently have the designs, and if anyone's interested to see what's coming, they can certainly stop by and see our conceptual plan, but the construction phase actually happens next summer.
Cool. And how long have you been principal at Gislin, and what inspires you in your work?
Okay. This has been my fifth year as principal at Gislin School. I've been with Milwaukee Public Schools 29 years, but this is my fifth year there. And just the children, seeing the children are oftentimes marginalized population of students, and see their eager faces and their determination, and you know, them just starting out, and for us to be there and to help them on their journey is what inspires me every day.
If there's one thing that you'd like to let River West neighbors to know about your school, what would that be?
Gislin is unique in that we serve all of the students, like I said, even those with the more severe needs, and we meet all students where they are and help them to become successful. And we need everyone, all hands on deck. So we would love for the community to help us in this charge for our students.
Cool. You also have the Milwaukee River kind of in your backyard. Do you get down to the river at all, or do you know if your students visit that at all?
They do. We can always, you know, extend the opportunity more, but we do get a chance to go down there and expose the children to things in nature in a way that they might not normally be exposed. Just yesterday, we have a new teacher who came and toured the school, and she said, Can I walk the children down here to the river? And I said, yes, you may. So, you know, that is something that we are fortunate to have in our backyard, and we try to take full advantage of it.
Is there anything else that you would like to share?
Yes. I wanted to get out there the word about Gensland and all the things that we, you know, work for on behalf of our students. And like I said, for our population of students, we do have students that are immobile or nonverbal, and so to be able to interact with our students and to watch them grow and to get to learn them and get to know their needs, we need, you know, more people to be able to help with our students so that we can help build the most successful life for our students as possible. So Gensland is there. We're open to the community, and we need your help.
If people wanted to volunteer, what kinds of volunteering could they do?
So they could come in, read to the students. We can always need help on our playground, especially when we get this new playground. It'll be a wonderful space to come and volunteer. Like I said, to talk with the kids, to share experiences with the kids. So just in almost any capacity that people would be willing to volunteer, we'll make a space for you.
Wonderful. That was wonderful.